Iran has suspended pilgrimage flights to the Saudi Arabian city of Mecca amid a row over the sexual harassment of two Iranian teenagers in the city of Jeddah last month. The Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance says trips to Mecca for Umrah or minor Hajj have been suspended by a presidential decree. The flight suspensions will remain in place pending the punishment of the two officers involved in the sexual abuse at the King Abdulaziz International Airport in Jeddah. The incident has sparked an outrage among Iranians, prompting Tehran to summon the Saudi Charge d'Affaires to submit a note of complaint to Riyadh. Protesters also gathered outside the Saudi embassy in Tehran to voice their anger. Saudi authorities have pledged to punish the culprits, whom they say remain in custody. Mohammad Saeed Bahmanpour is professor of Islamic studies who joins us from London to tell us what he thinks about what has occurred. Mohammad Saeed Bahmanpour, welcome. First of all, many media reports are trying to tie this in on the political side with what is going on in Yemen, and that is totally a separate case. Do you think that Iran has taken the right decision in this regard, suspending pilgrimage flights to Saudi Arabia?
Assalamu alaikum. I think measured reaction. There is a relationship between this incident, of course, what is happening in Yemen, and what has happened. Very disgraceful act is shameful in a place where, of course, Muslims perform one of the most important emotional acts. These happenings would show that the Saudi government actually look after the safety of the Hujjaj and pilgrims more and more, especially amidst the rhetoric which they use against other Muslims around the world, including the Shias.
And do you think that pending what Iran has said, that is the prosecution of these two people who obviously went against the law and did what they did with these two Iranians, do you think Saudi Arabia is going to go through with that prosecution?
Well, if they are wise, they would do that, because this is going to be a deterrent for any outlaw person who may want to somehow in future act in the same way out of sort of emotion or out of whatever reason, which is not understandable for anyone in the world, that they may act with pilgrims in this way. So I think it would be wise if this to act and would swift action to punish the cause of this incident so that it acts as a deterrent for future incidents.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Professor of Islamic Studies, Mohammad Saeed Bahmanpour there from London. Thanks.